This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. That's right. Right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Hey, you know, I love this. I shouldn't jump in. You have to hop up on the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on there, a lot happening. But all day long I've been hearing about, you know, how bad Trump is. I mean, it's nothing new. I guess this is nothing. It's not news. Right? But he's doing a speech tonight. And so they're all, you know, talking about him and how bad he is. Right? What a liar he is. And I know I'm jumping into the story because I can't. I'm just loving this. Right? And yet again. He's got the stadium full, you know, overflowing. And if you look at Sanders, you look at Joe Biden, Warren, he can't get anybody there. They're so exciting. Well, maybe if the three of them ran together, maybe they could have their own trouble kind of running. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. But if they could run together, they could get like 5,000 or 6,000 people together. You know what I'm saying? Some of the highlights so far, though, you know, Trump is, he told the crowd in Milwaukee, that a great percentage of American soldiers don't have legs and arms because of this SOB, right? As he defended the U.S.-led airstrike against the Iranian Quds Force General Qasem Soleimani. You know what? I don't get this. I really don't get. If you're on the right, I mean on the left, tell me, explain to me, give me an idea of what was so bad about taking this guy out. Now, if you go look at CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG, every one of these is painting the president as a dictator going after this guy with no really just cause. And they're only showing you the protesters or the people supporting the Iranian government and Soleimani. But why don't they show us the Iranians? And again, I was picking it off off of YouTube last night and Facebook, but mostly YouTube. We have these little 5-minute videos where people are ripping down Soleimani's posters, where they're protesting in the street against the government, where they're chanting, you know, anti government slogans, if you would. But you're not seeing that on CNN, MSNBC. Why not? Why is it only two of the Democratic candidates came out in support of the Iranian people? The rest of them cowards? Where's the Twitter flurry from the Democrats on supporting the Iranian people, the Iranian protesters? Don't see that either. You see it from the right, you know, those nasty, hateful people on the right who hate immigrants. Do you not see it on the left? You know, seriously. He says, I think they're going to start a new investigation. They want to know if imminent meant imminent. This is great. This is like a Billy Bob Clinton moment, right? And it all depends on what you think is. Well, it's the same thing here, right? Schiff wants to now open up a hearing on this. I mean, the guy's got nothing else to do. This is it. This is all they're going to do. And yours truly wrote about this last year. They were going to investigate to impeach. Investigate. They're going to continue investigating. Representative Green has said there's no ceiling on how many times they can impeach this president. Every time he breathes, every time he uses more than two pieces of toilet paper, he's goner. We're going to impeach the man. It's just unreal. I just don't get it. Well, I do get it. They hate him. I get the fact that they just simply hate him. Lawmakers have expressed increasing frustration with the administration over the Soleimani attack that resulted in the heightened hostility between Washington and Tehran. Give me a break. You mean now it's more outward? They pulled a blanket off it. They pulled the covers off it. There's always been a hate between the two. Oh, wait. Well, maybe when Obama was in there, it wasn't so hateful. They got what they wanted. The Senate's expected to vote in the coming weeks on a privileged war powers resolution. That's the other thing I guess is a big kick out of. They don't like what he's doing, so they're going to tie his hands. Let me tell you what. I hope this stuff starts going to the Supreme Court day after day after day. I hope the Supreme Court gets so tired of this garbage that they rule constitutionally against this stuff. I mean, seriously. Look, foreign policy, all in the president's hand. And by the way, in case some of you law-loving lefties have forgotten, the Iranian deal was never signed. Yeah, there's no deal there. Don't you have to have a signature of both people? Both parties involved? Or all nine or two or three? Now, the resolution put through will get some bipartisan support. There are some Republicans voting for it. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's insistence that the attack was carried out without approval of Congress was necessary due to imminent threats. What's an imminent threat? Is it like in the next 7 minutes? 2.5 hours? Can you imagine trying to get Congress together to approve anything? This is not a war. This is simply an attack. This is simply a strike to keep Americans safe. He didn't have to tell anybody. Right? Got like 30 hours if he's going to hang out. If one of you know where it is, send it to me, let me know. But, you know, for real, there is a time frame that which he has to notify Congress. But that doesn't mean he has to wait for them to say, okay. Frankly, Trump said, they've already started the attack. When they started storming the U.S. Embassy, and he's right, that was the start of the attack. Period. Hey, Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, look, it's a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes, but for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat at 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You need to be part of the conversation. You need to get informed. You need to get engaged. It's the only way you can actually make real decisions. Some of you are spewing party line. Please don't do that. Just don't. Get informed. Get engaged. Make sure that what you're saying is true. Make sure you can prove what it is that you're saying, as much as some of you feel like you shouldn't have to. Anyway, let me bring him on. I always have so much fun. Actually, I get little shudders up my spine, but I always have so much fun. I get so informed. When Brad Dankus joins us, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, I always enjoy your time with me. Thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Likewise.
You know, it's funny how people, I was talking to a group of guys just yesterday, about the fight. And it is a fight. I don't care. There is no soft way to talk about what the government is doing to, you know, the Christian community, even here in this country, and Christian rights and that kind of stuff. And, you know, I don't know what to call it other than it's a fight. It's a constant fight. And that's what you guys at PJI do. You help take on the legal portion of the battle. And there is a battle there legally that goes on a regular basis. So this time we're going to do it on the front end because sometimes we get too close and we run out of time. Tell people what Pacific Justice is and what they do and how they can help you.
Well, we're definitely involved in the fight. We, in fact, have handled more case matters, particularly on the West Coast, defending religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of life, and these kind of civil liberties more than any other legal organization in the country. We right now, as I speak, Joe, we have more than 40 cases in active litigation. We've never been this intense before as far as the cases and the importance of these cases. I can't talk enough about. So we do all our work without charge, and we do it all across the country. And we have cases in Florida and New York and just, you know, the South Pacific, everywhere where the United States Wow. flag is flying. Everywhere the U.S. flag is flying, people know, they can know that they can call, contact us, and we'll represent them without charge. We're very unique. We don't just take on the high-profile, big-game cases.
Right.
We're unique in that we make sure everyone gets help, everyone in the United States, when it comes to these issues that fall under our mission statement,
Yeah.
without charge.
Yes, and that's why they need your help. Financial resources, whatever you got, they need your help. And if you really truly believe in what you hear on my show on a regular basis, and you want to help them, you want to make sure they have what they need, you got to hop on to PJI.org, PJI.org, and check them out and help out where you can. All right, let's talk about some of the things that you are working on right now. Let's talk about the school in Clackamas County, and it seems like there's been a bait and switch on a permit for them to actually preach the gospel where they're at, right?
Yeah, it's really pathetic when you look at it. Here you've got this, a little background here. It's a little town outside of Portland, in a suburb of Portland, Oregon, in Clackamas County. And this little church, Faith on Hill Church, heard about this private Christian school that was looking for a place. They were booted from where they were before, so they were looking for a place to have their school. It's about 30 kids, not a huge school. It's a tiny school, but, wonderful school. Well, as it turns out, this church has an education wing, and I use that word specifically because that's the language that was in the conditional use permit that they received to have it built and added on to their church. It's an education wing for educational purposes. So it's really clear that that's what it's for. So that the private Christian school finds out about it. The church says, hey, we'd love to serve you guys, love what you're doing. Come on, use our facility. No problem. And what happens? The county hears about this, and they say, oh, no. You have to get pay us big bucks and have all these studies and delays and be approved to have this Christian school there, these 30 kids to occupy this large, nearly 4,000 square foot wing of the church and education wing. So we at Pacific Justice have stepped in, Joe, and we have an office there, right there in Oregon. Ray Hackey is our full-time attorney there, and he's doing a great job going head-to-head, and we filed a lawsuit to protect this school and church, which are being harassed and threatened to be shut down and being fined every day, that they are continuing to use this facility for these young kids to have a solid quality Christian-based education.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. This stuff never stops. And for it to be done by a municipality who knows better, they issued the permit, and now they're going to waste taxpayer dollars. That's right, your dollars, my dollars. They're going to waste taxpayer dollars fighting something they know ultimately in the end they're going to lose. I mean, this is a pretty clear case, is it?
Oh, yes. This is a really, really strong case. We at Pacific Justice Institute, as you know, Joe, we've taken on many cases defending churches all over the country, private Christian schools all over the country, utilizing what's called the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act of 2000, which is enacted just to protect religious institutions like churches from being bullied by hostile governments and localities, particularly located on the West Coast. We're known for our intolerance when it comes to institutions of faith. We're famous for it across the country. That's one reason why this was passed in the year 2000. It's called our LUPA. So we've used this before. Used it for a Ninth Circuit case, defending a church in San Leandro, and other churches and schools. And so that's why this is a really good case, because according to this federal statute, in order for the government to create a substantial burden on a church's or a private Christian school's, you know, function in carrying out their work, which this would be a substantial burden to be shut down, in order for them to do that, they have to show a compelling state interest, you know, like health and safety. You know, that's right in front of a runway of an airport or something, you know, something really serious. And not only that, they have to show that it's non-mitigatable, that there's nothing that the school could do to somehow mitigate it, to get rid of this safety issue. Well, there's no health or safety issue. There's no reason to mitigate. And there clearly is a huge substantial burden. I think we're going to win, and we're planning on litigating this thing hard and strong all the way to Supreme Court if necessary. It's a great case.
Yeah, I love this stuff, and I love the fact that these people get, you know, the cities, like I say, they get involved in this stuff. They issue the permit to begin with, and then somebody somewhere in the room somewhere would say, "Well, wait, you did what? No, you can't do that. Go back and tell them. Come up with something. Get rid of them." That's kind of how I see it, anyway. All right.
Yeah.
Let's do some crazy stories, because I love this crazy ones. There's a bill, right, working its way through the California legislation, and at first it's going to come across. You and I were talking about this during the break. First it comes across as a resolution. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. But man, you got to watch what these little sneaky people are doing. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. More with Brad Dacus after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House is expected to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate on Wednesday after Democrats select a team of managers who will lead the prosecution of the president. Political analysts are assuming the two leaders of the team will be the chair of the Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, and the chair of the Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff. During their House meeting, both of them spoke, explaining the way the trial should go. There may be new witness testimony at the trial. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Does Leader McConnell want the truth? Do Senate Republicans want the truth? I'd remind the leader, our request for witnesses and documents is very much in line with the Senate's history.
GOP Leader Mitch McConnell.
51 senators will decide who to call. After that, who knows who will employ what kind of legal devices? I have no idea.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
The fella once said,
ain't that a kick? That's not a kick in the head. That'd be a great thing, right? Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me just bring it back on because I always enjoy his time with me. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me to talk about all the crazy laws, rules, the things that are going, mostly in California, mostly, or on the West Coast. Got to be something with that air coming in off the ocean, right, Brad?
Yeah, or the marijuana that's
there you go.
In the field next door. Yeah.
God forbid, if we ever had a major fire along the coast, all that dope would start burning. We'd all be high, you know, inland. That would be great. You know, we'd have no clues of what was going on at that point. I'm going to start off with one story here that I just think sets the stage for everything else. San Diego State University has decided to normalize pedophilia by making it a sexual orientation. Now, if you guys have been listening to the show for any length of time, you know I've done stories over and over and over again where the medical profession is trying to do the same thing. They're trying to say it's natural and normal to be attracted to young people, or, you know, for older men, older women to be attracted to younger men and younger women. I just find this amazing. Is there an age? Is there a ceiling on this? How low will these people go, if you would? Does this mean that if a 30-year-old man is attracted to, a 12-year-old girl, it's all good? Again, when you read the way they lay these things out, the way they're teaching these classes and talking about these situations, they have no boundaries. There aren't any. It's natural and it's normal. And I told you in same-sex marriage, and Xander Gibb has joined us to talk about many in the gay and lesbian community have talked about it here on this show, where we said the way they laid it out, the fight was you can't tell us who to love. And that opened up the door for everything. Brad, I mean, this is one of those situations where your kid's going to San Diego State or San Diego University, and there's a class there that basically embraces pedophilia and tells you it's nothing more than a sexual orientation, that it should be lumped in with diverse sexual identities, and we need to take the stigma off it. Man, we're being flushed down the proverbial, you know, morality toilet, aren't we?
Oh, we definitely are. We definitely are. And this bill is very, very dangerous. Under this SB 145, I believe that's what it's at. Yeah, it's a hypothetical would be a 20-year-old, homosexual who rapes a 10-year-old boy would potentially result in the courts deciding that the 20-year-old was simply, quote, expressing himself by taking advantage of an underage child. So, consequently, this 20-year-old engaging in outrageous victimization of this little 10-year-old boy, scarring him for life, would potentially be let off the hook and not even be required to register in the sex offender database if this becomes law. So this is really sick and very dangerous. And you know the sad thing, Joe, is that if this passes, many are going to know about it, and they're going to take advantage of it, and more importantly, they're going to take advantage of little children.
Yeah.
And that's what's so sad.
There's a very sick person that has put this forward. Senator Scott Wiener. He's a Democrat out of San Francisco. Go figure. You know what? Maybe you should help clean up the streets of San Francisco. Help them get their place in order instead of constantly. This guy constantly is pushing bills forward to make, sexual activity among as many, whoever, and at any age. He must be a real... I'd love to see what's on his personal computer at home. Maybe I wouldn't love to see, but you know what I'm getting at? I mean, this guy is really, I'll say it, you don't have to. He is really a piece of work. It's amazing.
Right.
But what about the politicians to go along with this? These guys need to be called out and recalled.
Yeah, it's very insensitive and very out of touch with the reality of what happens, how this impacts little children. When you have a 10-year span of difference between, say, an 18-year-old and an 8-year-old, a 20-year-old, and a 10-year-old being brought in and being able to be sexually molested and injured, and yet get off the hook, and it's beyond reason, it's beyond logic, and yet here in the state of California, this is the kind of garbage that the majority in the legislature now, which is dominated overwhelmingly by the Democrats, they've got their reins and they're pushing this stuff through. It's even out of touch, I think, with even mainstream Democrats in this country and in the state of California. I think, I just wonder how much victimization is going to have to occur before they say enough is enough. This is not my party. This is not reasonable. I want my children to be safe, just like everyone else.
Oh, in California, it's never going to happen. I mean, there is nothing that they do that's wrong in their mind. Listen to the wording on this, okay? By basically putting impediments in the way of these people having sex with whoever they want to have sex with, it's a blatant discrimination against the LGBT young people. So, again, I don't know how you get that across. How do you sell that? People can't be paying attention. That's really what it's all about. They try to sneak it in the bill. They want to normalize LGBTQP, right, community. And P now stands for the pedophilia, the pedophile community.
Right.
So
right.
Most people are going to look at that and go, okay, so they added a few more letters. Whoopie ding, big deal. Until they find out later on, hey, how come my son at 11 was having sex with Mr. So-and-so at the school who's 30? Oh, no, it's okay. It's just craziness, and it's getting worse. I don't know how you stop it. I really don't.
Yeah, well, going to the polls and voting and having enough people with level heads to elect people who have level heads. is that going to happen this next election? I'm not banking on it, but I know I'm going to be encouraging a lot of people to register and to vote, that's for sure.
Yeah, you got to make sure that they get off their butts and go and actually do something. Let's hit a little bit right now on this ACR 99. It's actually an assembly resolution. Now, here's my beef with the assembly, with any resolution here in California. Eventually, they become law. Because their MO is they put these resolutions forward. They see how hard it is to push it forward. They see who will come alongside, who will help them with it. It goes to a resolution, and then eventually, once it's been sitting after approved, they turn it into a law. They bring it back, and they make a bill out of it. Now, this bill, it's just to me, it's amazing. I don't know if you've read it yet, but it said the measure would call upon all Californians to embrace the individual and social benefits of family and community acceptance upon religious leaders. So keep that in mind, right? Pastors, priests, or what have you. To counsel on LGBTQ matters from a place of love, compassion, knowledge of the psychological and other harms of conversion therapy. Now, I could, you know, we can stop there and we can read the rest of this in a minute, but here's the deal. Conversion therapy, according to the California State Legislature and people that you speak to on the left, even if you read out of the Bible, read scripture where God is not for the gay lifestyle, that's hate speech. That's conversion therapy, trying to convert somebody. I mean, can this hold up if it goes to the Supreme Court, something along these lines?
Well, as a resolution, which is not enforceable,
right?
It's probably not going to go anywhere because the court will say, "What kind of injunction do you want?" There's no enforcement mechanism. It's just saying, "This is what we, the legislature, want for society. We want to oppress and be bigoted towards religious freedom and ministers' ability to teach from Scripture as they feel called to do." But so that's their opinion. But if this ever becomes actually a bill in terms of a law, actual mandate, we at Pacific Justice Institute will take this to the Supreme Court so quickly, and we are very confident that this Supreme Court, thanks to the appointments of President Donald Trump, will have a level-headed perspective to understand we have to protect the First Amendment, religious freedom, and that means protecting the ability for churches and pastors to counsel in accordance with their conscience and Scripture and beliefs, and not in accordance with the opinions and attitudes and philosophy of those sitting in Sacramento.
Yeah, and Sacramento, I mean, I'm telling you, those guys, they must have been flown in from a whole different galaxy. Some of the laws that they put out there, some of the things that they push down on us, you have to sit back and go, my God, what are these guys thinking? What are they doing? Who do they really care about? I mean, frankly, seriously.
Right. It would open up so much liabilities. Churches could be sued. They could be shut down. They could be taken over. And, you know, it's detrimental because pastors need to be able to give counsel to young people, teenagers, and, you know, young adolescents on these issues as they have their struggles and confusion and issues.
Yep. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute will still be with us, I promise.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
This is that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Styling, violent, living.
We are back. Joe, with your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Look, be involved, be engaged, be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting me, tweeting, and just being involved, being engaged. Again, get the information, whether it's my show or another show you can trust. And don't believe everything I say. I make mistakes. Check me out. Make sure what I'm telling you is true, that you can check it, that you can verify it somewhere. Don't just take what I say and run with it. And I don't mean that to be funny or to make fun of myself, but it's true. You can't. In today's day and age, the way data comes across, the way information comes across, you have to check everybody out. You know, before I get back to Brad, One of the things that bugs me to no end, and I get these emails from you guys, and especially some of you young people, you got to get informed first. Don't write me an email. Don't write these things that you want me to post or put up or what have you, that you're either spewing the party line, you're spewing what your professor says, and it's not real. It's not really true. I'm not going to even call it a lie. It's just misinformation that you believe to be truth and putting out there. I sometimes have a hard time marking that and saying that, you know, you've been taught, you believe it to be true, and you put it out there. I don't believe you're lying. I just believe that you're misinformed. Don't do that. Get engaged. Get involved. Understand this whole thing with Soleimani out of Iran. You bought the first 2 days of the news cycle, and now you've got to be in trouble because you're looking and seeing that the Iranians, real Iranian people, are calling him out for who he was, are thanking President Trump for killing this man. But you know what? I know it's distasteful, it's uncomfortable, but get your information, know what the truth is, and then speak out, then act. So you maintain your credibility. We're looking at you young people. We're looking at you guys to step up and to be part of the process of fixing things, not be part of the problem. We have to keep coming back and begging you to get it right next time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him back on. Brad Dankus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, love when you're on the show, and I do appreciate, you know, again, the information that you bring to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure. I always appreciate being on the program.
Well, here we go. This is always one of my pet peeves. The Freedom From Religion freaks have demanded that a school take down a cross. It's a mural that would paint it on an overhang, I guess it is, or overpass after 9/11. And the mural, now look, think about that. 9/11 was quite some time ago, and it's been up there all this time. I don't think anybody's converted because they saw the mural, and I don't think anybody right away thought of Christianity when they saw this beautiful mural. And so the Wisconsin group, and we know them to be atheists, agnostics, and free thinkers, they're calling on Illinois town to remove the image of a cross. Now they don't need to remove the whole mural. Just find a way to get rid of the cross. Because the overpass is too close to Effingham High School. And it's an American flag and the cross side by side. So, Brad, is this really against the law? Is this really something a court would force them to take down?
I think this is a classic of why Trump's federal court appointments are so important. Because there are federal judges, and I believe there's at least probably two on the Supreme Court that would just jump on this and say, oh, yes, this is freedom from religion. That's what the Constitution is all about, and the First Amendment is all about. However, that said, the majority on the courts, or federal courts, and the United States Supreme Court, I do not believe would find this to be a violation of the First Amendment, to be a violation of the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. The reason is because a person in viewing it doesn't see government proselytizing religion. They don't seem even endorsing religion. It's a mural as a tiny part and a big theme as an expressed by those who private parties who put it up and are expressed themselves in this forum. And the courts have recently really made a point to respect private party expression in forums that are created and where the purpose of the creation of the work is not to proselytize or to intimidate, but rather to express the feelings that they have at that time.
Right. Again, I don't see any, and I'm a Christian, I don't see anything about this that is pushing Christianity. I mean, again, they even went as far, I don't know if you remember this, when they tried to get from the monument and the whole memorial area there was a piece of metal in the shape of a cross that stood at the end of everything. And
right.
So they took that, remember, and they brought that in, and they decided they were going to make that part of the museum and what have you. And the Freedom From Religion freaks fought them on this. And the judge is like, no, this was just the leftover of what was there. This is part of the bigger hole that's there.
Right.
You know, again, so there's nothing wrong with that being there, is there?
Right. And the fact that is inspirational to some does not disqualify it. Right. You know, government is not required by the First Amendment to be the boogeyman and squash any inspiration that people may have, religious or otherwise. So, yeah, and it's definitely, it's clearly not proselytizing. It's not looked at as government endorsement or of religion. And so that's why I think we have enough level-headed judges today that they would not squash the expression of individuals, those private individuals who participated, who put this together, and say, well, your expression is okay so long as it doesn't include this, or as long as your feelings aren't this. Government has no business. This was a mural. It was a wonderful composite expression of individuals, and it needs to stay that way, and government needs to keep out of being the Grinch that wants to sterilize faith from the public square.
Now, here's one of those stories. I didn't tell you about this, but you're a smart guy. You'd be able to move to this easily. It's one of those ones that I have dual feelings about, but when I talk to my conservative Christian friends, I go, look, you can't have it both ways. So the university in Maine, Southern Maine, is standing by a decision to display an art exhibit that includes a desecrated Bible and a satanic image that covers the face of Jesus. And they're calling it an art exhibit, and they're putting it out there, and it's offensive to many Christians. They go, they don't have a right to do this. They go, well, they do have a right to do this. And this is where you have to decide what the First Amendment means for real. So you can't fight them to take down what they believe to be their freedom of speech or their freedom of expression, and yet you want to be able to put a nativity scene up and make sure that nothing comes near it. You can't have it every way. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. Generally speaking, and in fact, I think as a society, we need to have an attitude where, when in doubt, lean towards free speech.
Right.
Now, that's a healthy perspective, and that's the perspective that we generally take when we have to look at these matters. Obviously, I personally probably wouldn't appreciate the message at all. The messaging, I wouldn't even call it art necessarily. But nonetheless, art is what? It's whatever someone feels and says it is. You know, it's a.
Yep.
It's become very abstract and from the fundamentals that used to exist. So, I think that when in doubt, allow free speech. Just because we don't like it, it doesn't mean it's not still protected. And I think what's important though is that entity not become selective in the speech. And the expression of art, and I know the Crocker Museum, for example, up in Sacramento, they've been notorious. Their reputation is terrible with regards to the bias, the liberal anti-religious bias that they continually seems to flow through their art exhibits that they have there in Sacramento. Right. You see that, but then we as consumers and can say we're not going to waste our time. We're not going to go there if it's really not going to allow for a broad expression of art, but only have one particular form of art that we don't appreciate. And people can vote with not attending, and can also vote with their politicians who they select to establish the criteria for the for art and the policies of art.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember quite some time ago, they had a bottle of urine with Jesus on the cross upside down in the bottle. And they call that art. They call that an expression. And, again, it goes back to what they get away with. Okay, I say, can you imagine putting Muhammad sitting cross-legged in that same bottle? Right? I mean, seriously. And when it comes to freedom of speech, our people have to understand the way you, I don't want to say squelch it or what have you, but the way you get a more sane viewpoint of this is you put the right people in government. We don't go out of our way to put the right people in government.
I think what you hit on a really important point here, and that is we can't have government say, okay, we'll allow this kind of speech, but we're not going to let this kind of speech as offensive to Muslims because they may slit our throats or attack us, or maybe some radicals out there that kill us. So we're going to give them extra kind of protection. We're going to filter speech that they may not like. But since Christians and Jews and all these others over here, they're not going to violently react. we'll go ahead and let them their faces be treated differently. Government has to work diligently to make sure everyone has the same protection, irrespective of their faith, irrespective of the existence of radicals that may be associated with that religion.
Yeah, again, it's one of the things I keep saying, and some people get mad at me. It's like, flip it. Put Muhammad in the picture, and would they still run it? Hey, Dacus, thank you so much for being with me. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Head over to PJI.org. Check it out. A lot more coming up after the break. Nothing but crazy stories next hour. We'll be back in a minute.